Good afternoon and welcome to the Thursday edition of KSRO's Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom is our very own cosmetic surgeon and we have him in Santa Rosa, Napa, and in the islands, the island of Maui. Dr. Tom, he's strongly believing in educating the public and he's been featured here on Ask the Expert every Thursday from 12:30 to 1. Thank you for joining us. I think we're into 10 years now, Dr. Tom.
It's been a long time, but it's been wonderful.
It's flown
Thank you.
By, really. Dr. Tom, you love sharing your passion for education, both professionally and teaching and lecturing nationally, internationally, serving as immediate past president of the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery and proud diplomat for years and years, the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Robin. Great to be here, and we're moving into fall, and it's been wonderful. A little cool weather. I'm enjoying
it. Brisket. At night, and so we can cozy up, maybe watch Netflix here or there, and think about, I know what you're doing, you're researching everything is what you're doing, I don't know when you sleep, but bringing to the table different things. You kind of teased this the last time we were on the air, that you're bringing new things to the aesthetic laser and vein centers, one of them being thread lifts and a blepharoplasty eyelid surgery. Is that true?
It is, actually, but you know, I'm kind of going back to, you were talking about cozying up and watching Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a great idea on these cool nights here. I've been watching a new show. I don't know if any of our listeners have been watching. It's called The Good Place.
Michael's got the thumbs up from Michael.
Michael gets the thumbs up, so our listeners can get a little insight into the quirky humor that I can have from time to time. It's called The Good Place. Anyways, last time we were here, we had chatted a little bit about all the different things that were coming up, and I had just been down and moderating the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery annual meeting. It was a great meeting where we were learning both surgical as well as non-surgical techniques, and what came up were various threads, if you will, and that's where they can be done under no anesthesia or just a little local anesthesia. And to make the concept easy for our listeners, it's by taking little threads that have various ways of grasping the tissue underneath our skin and to get a little bit of a lift. And so that really was kind of, I would say, the newest kind of reinnovation or reintroduction of a technology that's been with us for now, actually going into our second decade.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea about that. Okay, so if somebody's thinking, so thread lifts versus facelift for the jowls, laxity of the skin, cheeks, that type of thing?
Well, right, so you know, as I was driving over here, Robin, to meet you and to do that show with Michael, I was thinking about, well, we're going to talk about threads today. So I think what would be good is to kind of go back a little bit on the history of that.
Please.
So you kind of jump right into where it might be used. So the concept of facial rejuvenation goes back from the days where we would do only facelifts. That would, in other words, nip tuck. Usually done under general, but can be done under local by some practitioners. I don't do facelifts for various reasons.
I do
everything under local, but where excess skin is removed, skin's pulled back, and it's sutured in place.
Okay.
And so in good hands, and there's some good people that I can always refer my patients to if that's something that they're interested in for a facelift, we can do that. But most people now are kind of looking for minimal invasive or no downtime alternatives.
You call it the ADD Society, is that what you call it?
Yes. I said everyone here nowadays, including myself, has ADD. We don't have time to even sit down for a consultation. We don't have time for a treatment, and certainly we don't have time for any recovery because we are so busy our life running around doing the things that we do. So along those lines, they've come up with various technologies. So some of the technologies are ways of heating up the skin to get skin tightening. Mm-hmm. And we introduced one of the very first of those technologies, and that was thermage, which is radio frequency. And that's where a wand, a handpiece, is placed on the skin, and it heats up the skin to try to get contraction of the collagen within the skin. And when you treat the whole face and neck area, you get this very nice, subtle skin tightening, but it's not a facelift. Okay, so you're looking refreshed. The neck looks just a little bit tighter. It's not going to get rid of a specific deep wrinkle, but you're going to overall look good. And if you can embrace the idea of maintenance, it can be a very nice way of non-surgically maintaining a youthful look. For me, it's almost like a prophylactic treatment. So that's Thermage. And there are other technologies out there like Ulthera, which is ultrasound, and a few other radio frequency technologies. But it's on the same concept of heating up the skin.
Now, doesn't it also rejuvenate the collagen along with tightening the skin? So it's a little
correct.
Bit of a twofer?
Correct. So the radio frequency, the heating up the skin, as we mentioned, does actually cause the collagen to restructure or reorganize. So okay. You do get a tightening due to the collagen reorganization. Okay. Now, so for some people, it can be really great. And so what I usually like to recommend is Thermage can sometimes be a treatment that we tend to use in the younger age group, if you will, maybe in their 30s and 40s,
sure.
Where they're just beginning to see the signs of aging, and so it's a nice treatment to do, which is totally non-invasive,
right.
No downtime with it, and I really like that as a treatment option. However, then we kind of get in, and then we're moving into the baby boomer era where I am, so you're looking into the maybe the late 40s, 50s, and 60s, and
sure.
And they're beginning to see it's a jowling, if you will,
yeah.
and we talk about jowls or their jawline doesn't seem to be as distinct. And typically in the past, those patients would be recommended a facelift.
Oh.
So when threads first came to the marketplace, and that's some two decades ago now,
okay.
When it came to the marketplace, it was unfortunately being hailed as the non-surgical facelift, because you even mentioned that, Robin. And so I think that's where the mistake was initially made with threads. Saying, we can put in these threads under local anesthesia, and they just what they do is they anchor the skin, and they pull up on these threads, and it helps to hold the skin up. Okay, and it's a wonderful idea. I've worked with bioengineers in the past who are always looking outside the box of how to do something, and you look at it, you go back and forth, you use your medical knowledge and safety issues, and then you try to align what we think a product might deliver for the patient population. And unfortunately, when it was presented as a non-surgical facelift, I think that patients were disappointed, okay, because you did get a lift, but it wasn't going to be as long-lasting as pulling the skin back, cutting excess, and suturing it in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't going to give you the type of degree of lift that some patients really needed to have a facelift. So
more
it wasn't
subtle.
Going to
subtle,
right.
Yeah.
So it's really going to be a technique of placing threads under the skin and pulling them up, in which you can help to what I call it. It's going to be for the early, when you begin to see the early jowl formation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you see early jowl formation, or for the patient who's already been maintaining, they've invested in their face, they're doing maintenance, so they may be doing Botox and Dysport, they may be doing fillers, they may have had Thermage, they may have had some facial fat grafting to revolumize the face. So it's going to be really more for those patients. It's going to be what I would call the fine tuning. So for me, I'm looking at threads as maybe the earliest intervention where we're just starting to see subtle changes,
mm-hmm.
or for people who have already, as I said, have invested in themselves and they've done some of the other treatments, and they're looking for that just little extra tweak to put them over the top where they're feeling and looking their best. And so that's really where I see threads. And so they've been reintroduced, Robin, and with different alterations, and that's where the engineers come in place, and they're looking to improve on a product. And I think they've made some really wonderful advancements in the threads in terms of helping people to get a nice rejuvenated look and a lifting of the skin.
Are there different types of threads? And perhaps, I mean, I remember hearing about the Silhouette Instalift. Is it like that in a way?
Yes, so there are. So the original threads that people most know about were the contour thread lifts.
Okay.
And they were a thread. So a thread is like a fishing line for those who, and not for the big salmon, okay, but for the tiny panfish from when I used to go pan fishing in Michigan, and you're going after bluegills and perch, okay? So it'd be that kind of fishing line, the finer one that you can barely see. And they had these little micro little cuts in there so that it formed little barbs. And so what it would do is you would place it underneath the skin, and then it would engage the tissue under the skin, and then it was pulled up and secured. It would help to hold the skin up. The question was whether the barbs would be strong enough to hold up the amount of skin. And that's where I'm going to say experience and patient selection is very important. If you have a heavy face, it's not going to work as well. Mm. Or if you have a lot of descent of skin and the patient really needs a facelift, the threads are not going to be successful. Not so enough. It's going to be more for those subtle changes. Okay. So that's what's going to be needed. So those were initially permanent sutures. And so for some people, they were concerned about having permanent sutures in place, even though I placed, as a general vascular surgeon, permanent sutures inside patients' bodies forever, doing a kidney transplant, doing bypass surgery, doing all the surgeries that we did, we would use permanent, non-absorbing, non-absorbable sutures. Sure. Okay. So that wasn't as much of an issue, but for some it was. Okay. So now they came along and the engineers have actually developed absorbable sutures to address that fear.
All
okay.
Right.
And the one that I really am interested in and bringing into our practice is one made by Mint, M-I-N-T, so like a candy mint or like the Treasury Mint. And what they've done is instead of making a little barb in the suture, which can weaken the suture, they have a full suture. But they've in their creating process, their manufacturing process, they've created so there's like a little nubbin, if you will, a little bit like a barb, but a little bit not as sharp, a little bit of a nubbin coming off of the main thread. They've added to the thread as opposed to cutting into the thread. And so that's going to give you a stronger pull. You're going to be able to pull up a little bit more with that. And so for me, as I look at my patients, it's not that I'm going to be able to lift from a few millimeters. Now I'm going to be able to lift it to a foot, meter, as an exaggeration. But that the amount that we lift will be longer lasting.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
So I think that's really one of the major improvements that I see. Mm-hmm. The fact that it is absorbable is another advantage. Mm-hmm. So it does absorb over time, mm-hmm. and so as it's absorbing, what happens is the body is beginning to degrade down the product. Okay, so it's as it begins to degrade down the product, what it's doing, it's forming fibrous tissue. It's forming collagen, exactly. Oh. I mean, you're going, it's forming collagen or fibrous tissue. And so what that's doing is helping to hold up, if you will, it's creating a little scarring underneath the skin to hold up.
By itself.
Because that's what you do with surgery is you cut, you pull, and part of the healing process is the scarring of the tissue.
Interesting. So is this something that has long-lasting opportunities?
So that's where I want to make sure that we don't overstate the advantages. So again, these are going to be early signs of aging, mm-hmm. or for people who have, as I said, invested in their face
and
they're looking to do more maintenance or maybe that sort of final tweak. So the way that I'm introducing into our practice, tell people that it's like fillers. And so if we can get a year's time out of this, because it's certainly much less than surgery, it's going to be and there's no downtime with it, and it's something that you can do repeatedly.
Okay,
there's no reason why you can't keep on putting in additional threads as they dissolve. Is that I want them to look at it more in terms of longevity, like filler.
Okay.
So it can, you know, about a year is what I'm going to tell you.
But you're getting the face used to going in that direction.
Exactly.
Right?
And you're getting the... by pulling the face up a little bit, let's say in that jowl area.
Yes.
And that's usually, that's the area that people are most concerned about when
men
they come
women.
In. Men and women. Mm-hmm. Men can grow a goatee and they can try to hide that area a little bit. But for most people, that's the area of concern.
Wonderful.
So putting these under local, placing these tiny little threads underneath the skin and getting a little bit of a pull, that can just be enough to make somebody feel more confident about it and not feeling like they have that hang down or hang dog look in that area. So I'm actually very excited about using that in combination, because it's combination
therapy,
in combination with revolumizing the face. So it would probably be a combination of putting volume in the face and the cheek area, which helps to lift up the face, soften the jowls, putting a little bit of filler in front of the jowls. We call that the pre-jowl sulcus in that area, and adding a little volume there, that will soften it. And then adding the threads right there.
Right.
I think that's going to be
a
really nice winning combination in terms of getting a nice, and when I say longer acting, we're saying a year, a longer acting kind of improvement with no cutting. Because really, right. That's where people are headed. We hear it all the time from the patients. I'm not really interested in surgery. I want to do things that are non-surgical. I don't want any downtime. And so for me, that's the exciting part about using the different threads that are now in place, and there are different. We use the Silhouette thread lift. We're looking at the Mint. We're looking at the Nova thread to add to our practice. So those are just different ones that have different mechanisms of holding the scalp.
So it's just predicated upon your patient's needs.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. And consultations at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers are complimentary or free, so do not hesitate. We're keeping the studio really cold so that we can keep Dr. Tomalikin on his toes here. We've got more to ask him coming up next.
Robin sees me shaking and shivering in the studio. What are you doing to me, Michael? It's like 32 degrees in here. I'm going to put my coat on.
We're getting you ready for fall and winter. More with Dr. Walter Tom, Medical Director of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, right after this on KSRO.
When art connoisseurs Elaine and Lee first laid eyes on this 1,600-square-foot remodeled Century home, they knew it was the house for them.
So it's the modern design that really made us love this house.
We were attracted to the tall windows and the openness of the interior. Our passion is the outdoors, so adding a sunroom will make this the perfect home for us.
Everyone's vision is different. You will need to decide how to use your new addition.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We are the only authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer right here in Santa Rosa. We want to help find the right sunroom to enhance your lifestyle. With thousands of happy customers, over 30 years in Sonoma County, we know you'll love it. But if you decide to list it later, you'll feel good about increasing the property value of your home. Come in today. We'll start it tomorrow.
Love natural lighting? Call SoCo Sun today and schedule a design consultation to find out the best options for you. Save with our low-interest unsecured funding programs today.
Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling. Online at SoCoSun.com.
Ladies, are you listening? Are you tired of paying retail but looking for some mid to high-end clothing at a fraction of the cost? Sisters, don't let sisters pay retail. You'll find unique and colorful top drawer clothing at Sisters Consignment in Santa Rosa at 2700 Yalupa Avenue, Suite 6 in beautiful Bennett Valley. We are now accepting fall winter inventory, and every day you can save 20% off your purchase by mentioning this ad. Go to SonomaConsignment.com or call 543-8422.
Thank you, Mike DeWald, our engineer producer here each and every Thursday from 12:30 to 1 with Dr. Walter Tom, our medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. Three amazing locations, Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui, 707-542 Vein and drwaltertom.com. Don't forget their Facebook page. Sometimes they have really good deals on the Facebook page that they tell you about, which is super fun. So don't forget that. Dr. Tom, always looking out there, kind of networking with other medical professionals internationally and nationally, bringing to all these locations for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center the thread lift, which versus a facelift. It's innovative, exciting, and a wonderful opportunity.
It really is. I've been watching that. I actually was involved with the initial contour thread lifts, and I got some nice results with it, but I think it's because it was over-advertised, it was over-promising, that it kind of fell out of disfavor and then was taken off the market, even though I had some nice results with it. I was actually pleased with it. And then they've come out with some differing type of threads, like the Silhouette Insta-Lift that we do, which gives a nice little subtle improvement. A subtle lift, so we're talking subtle improvements here, and now they're coming out with even new iterations, different threads in which they can have the added on, sort of the molded, if you will, barbs that will help to hold the skin. Some of them have a circular rings that can help, and some have like little Dixie cups, and so they have
all these different kinds.
Yeah, the engineers are amazing.
They are,
and they all dissolve, and so what's really great about that is it forms collagen formation under the skin. And that's what we were talking about earlier.
Now, so, what are the other areas of concern from your patients, the feedback you're getting?
Right. So, you know, you had originally mentioned the first thing you did when we talked about the threads was you talked about the jowls. And that's where I think that the threads are going to give you your best bang for your dollar. Okay. That's where you're going to see the biggest improvement.
Sure.
Then the other area, of course, are the eyes.
You always say the eyes have it.
The eyes have it. That's, you know, the eyes are the windows of the soul. I don't know about that, but certainly we get a lot lot of emotion from the eyes when we look at people. And we know that when we're happy and we're smiling, our eyes sparkle. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that when we smile at someone, what do? They usually smile back at us, right? Sometimes some patients say, though, that my eyes look tired. And there's two aspects of that. One of them is that underneath their eyes, it looks hollowed, or they see the bags under their eyes. And a very simple way of helping to remedy that, to make your eyes look more vibrant, is by either adding filler like Restylane, hyaluronic gel, sugars underneath there that fill up or plump up the area, or using your own fat.
Yes.
And by doing that, what we do is we soften that hollowed out look, so you look less tired. It improves the reflection surface of that area, so that when the light from above, like the sun or the lights in the room, hit the area underneath your eyes, the light bounces up into your eyes, giving it more of a lighted area than where it's deflated and it hits it and it bounces down to the floor, to the ground. So that's a simple area that can be treated, and we've talked about that on many of our shows. But the other area then, Robin, would be what we call the hooding, if you will, and that's where the eyelids hang down over our eyelashes, and that's a concern. So I would say that's probably the second area of concern that patients have, are their eyes.
Well, for the women that have this issue, you cannot see, you know, you've put all this makeup on and spent all this time and money for these products and applying it and whatnot, and you can't even see your eyelid.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So one of the ways you can, and I'm going to go right to your comment, one of the ways that we can improve the eyebrow lift, if you will, is by injecting Botox. And Botox are Dysport, which are, we call them neuromodulators. What they do is they weaken or soften the muscle contractions. Mm-hmm. So between the eyes, which causes the frowning, by injecting that area, the outside part of our eyebrows actually lift up in most cases. Mm-hmm. Also, by injecting the area on the outside of the eyes where the crow's feet are, if there are some certain techniques that we can do by injecting that area, that can cause the eyebrows to lift up off the side. And so if we do that, we can help to open up the eyes more. And the reason that I mentioned that when you were just talking about your makeup is that I will have patients, women, who will say, you know, I can tell when my Botox is wearing off because when I put on my eye makeup, that it changes the way that it goes on, or I can't see it because my eyelid is hanging down more. So sometimes a non-surgical way of treating the upper eyelid area is by just using Botox or Dysport.
It's an art form,
injecting
really.
Between the eyes or in the crow's feet area.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
Different.
But everyone is different.
Right.
And every once in a while, you're going to get somebody who just has excess skin. And really, what they're going to need is to have removal of that excess skin. And so we would call that an upper eyelid, because that's the area that we would be doing that in our office, an upper eyelid blepharoplasty.
I like that word.
You like the word blepharoplasty. There you go.
Yeah, really good, too. So, this is something that seems like you could not do under local anesthesia.
Actually, it's probably done more commonly under local anesthesia. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to be. Yeah. I'm just a weenie.
You're right. It actually is a straightforward procedure. So,
really?
Yes, like going to the dentist, you'll feel a little initial pinprick, and then the local anesthesia is put in there. But it's actually very well tolerated. It's actually what we would call superficial surgery, because you're removing the excess skin and then closing it up, suturing it together. And it's very well tolerated under local anesthesia, which helps to improve the safety of the procedure as well.
So this is for the excess skin on your eyelids, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And drooping?
So there are two aspects of that people have to understand. So you can have excess skin of the upper eyelid, and that's really what blepharoplasty is for.
Okay.
So when you have excess skin, and I do have that with my Asian eyelids, they can even hang down below your eyelashes, and so it can be pretty significant.
Sure.
But another aspect of the eyelid, if you will, drooping, or the word you use, drooping, can be not so much necessarily excess skin, but it can actually be where your brows have dropped.
Oh.
So and so you can see maybe a woman whose brows were right at the ridge of their orbit, the bony orbit, they call it.
Yeah.
But then as they get older, it drops down. So you have to advise the patient or educate the patient that if they have excess skin and you remove that, that will help them. But if their brows are low, then that's going to not be as, you're still going to feel like your eyelids are still heavier because your brows have dropped as well.
So you're managing expectations.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And some non-surgical ways of, I don't do browless. It's a pretty big operation. If that's something a patient wants, we would again refer them to one of our facial plastic surgeons in the area. Mm-hmm. But another way of treating, trying to lift up the eyebrows, by actually taking filler and injecting it underneath your eyebrow.
Incredible.
And that actually lifts it a little bit, or using fat. So yes, that can be helpful, as well as Botox. Botox does help to lift up the brow as well. It doesn't lift up the lid per se, but it lifts up the brow.
So
and that's why
see your
some
eyeshadow?
People feel exactly so that they can see their eyeshadow.
All right. Well, we have to take a quick break because I'd like to talk to you just very quickly pre or post care with the eyelid surgery that you're now doing at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. More with Dr. Tom right after this on KSRO.
The perfect gift. You've been dropping hints about it for months. Classic. In a beautiful setting. This weekend, make it happen. There, under the tree, beautifully wrapped. A brand new chair. Ah, a gift the whole family can enjoy. Only Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries can make those holiday dreams come true. Because this weekend is the absolute perfect time to do a little gift shopping. Who on your list would love a sparkling new lamp, a rug worth showing off, or gift yourself with a sleek cocktail table? You'll save on all of it, but only this weekend at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Because the perfect holiday gift doesn't always come in a little velvet box.
Black Friday savings going on now with up to 20% off and 0% financing till 2022 with minimum purchase and approved credit. Save on custom orders, in-stock items, and more. Plus, take up to 20% off and 3 years free financing. Now at Lazy Boy on Santa Rosa Avenue. See store for details.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of News Talk 1350 KSRO's Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom, Medical Director of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. He's new technology at the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery's meeting last week, was it? Or the week before?
A couple of weeks ago.
I can't keep up with you.
A couple of weeks ago in Hollywood.
And you're bringing to the area the thread lifts and the eyelid surgery.
Right. That was really the exciting part of our meeting was, again, even though it's the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, was getting a little bit more towards the non-invasive. So I'm very excited about adding threads to get that little bit of lift, that little extra lift in the face to help people just look more rejuvenated, feel more confident. I think that's number one. And we're also very excited about non-surgical ways of improving underneath the eye, the hollow where you look tired, helping to open that up. We've been using Botox to open up the eyes for a decade now at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. And then lastly, ending with surgical blepharoplasty if that's required.
I can't keep up with you. All right, well, thank you. If you have any questions about that, please give him a call at 707-542-VEIN. Remember, drwaltertom.com. And the Facebook page. We hope to see you next week right here on KSRO with Dr. Walter Tom.
From ABC News.